This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump continues to lash out at Democrats over reeling a impeachment inquiry. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In the Oval Office and then the East Room with Finland's leader by his side, the president was visibly angry at House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff.
They should look at him for treason.
Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
And reporters who pressed him on the probe.
You know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
The president did not say yes or no when asked if he'd cooperate with a House request for documents on Ukraine. Schiff said earlier Congress would not look kindly on any more stonewalling.
Will be considered as evidence of obstruction.
And also warned the president against any efforts to intimidate the whistleblower at the probe's heart or any other witnesses. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States has won a record $7.5 billion award over illegal European Union subsidies to airline builder Airbus. This is the largest arbitration award the World Trade Organization has ever handed out to a complaining party. As part of the penalty against the EU, the United States will start imposing stiff tariffs on a wide range of European goods exported to the U.S. starting October 18th. North Korea said on Thursday it had successfully test-fired a new submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea to contain external threats and bolster self-defense ahead of a fresh set of nuclear talks with the United States. The launch on Wednesday was the most provocative by North Korea since it resumed dialogue with the United States in 2018, and a reminder by Pyongyang of the weapons capability has aggressively been developing. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday made a final Brexit offer to the European Union, including his plans for the Irish border. But there aren't many more details.
In a public letter to EU leadership, the Prime Minister calls for a regulatory zone to span the entire island, both Northern Ireland and the Republic, which will govern all trade goods. To avoid border checks, he says a declaration system would be introduced for small business traders, along with a trusted traders program to speed up the process. Johnson's border plans, if approved by the EU and British Parliament, would replace the so-called backstop proposals which played a role in sinking his predecessor, Theresa May's government. Johnson has vowed to bring the UK out of the EU, deal or no deal, by October 31st.
That is Reuters' Matthew Lambertonda. Friends and activists remembered slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi near Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul on the first anniversary of his horrific death at the hands of Saudi agents. AP's Ed Donahue.
A memorial started at the time 1 year ago. The Washington Post columnist walked into the consulate, never to return. Post owner Jeff Bezos pointed out Khashoggi was getting documents so he could marry Hatice Cengiz.
You are in our hearts. We are here, and you are not alone.
Cengiz was waiting for Khashoggi outside the consulate on that day.
After a worst year in my life, I stand here, broken but proud.
1 year later, she wants answers.
What happened to his body?
Saudi Prince Mohammed says he takes full responsibility for Khashoggi's death, but denied he ordered it. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration's planning to expand the collection of DNA from migrants across the U.S. border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Without saying why it's needed, two senior Homeland Security officials told reporters DNA collection will be expanded and the information will be included in a massive criminal database operated by the FBI. These officials did not say if the DNA sampling would apply to children who cross the border alone or to migrants who are seeking asylum. This collection would be separate from the rapid DNA testing to help determine if children are really with their parents. It's expected civil liberties groups will try to challenge this new DNA collection. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Music.